News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Ground has been broken for an additional 112 serviced lots in Westmorland to be delivered by the National Housing Trust, NHT. The NHT will develop 51 serviced lots at Yeast Plant in Froome at a cost of $127 million and another 61 in Shrewsbury, costing $119 million. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony in Shrewsbury recently, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said with the government's new indirect taxation policy, Jamaicans will have more opportunities at home ownership.
The demand for housing is going to increase because what we have done is to create more effective demand, meaning people would now have the income so they can choose whether or not to consume more electricity and then pay more tax, drive more car and use more gas, pay a little bit more tax. Or they can decide to pay their mortgage, direct to indirect. We are giving you the options to have more money in your pocket to make better consumption decisions.
The developments will have basic infrastructure such as roads and curbs. The government has contracted an international marketing firm to promote Jamaica as a viable business process outsourcing destination. A release from JAMPRO outlined that the agency has engaged the services of management consulting firm Avasant as part of efforts to promote Jamaica to potential clients in the BPO sector and connect JAMPRO with these players. Focus will be placed over the short term on clients in the Americas, one of Jamaica's major markets for investment opportunities. Avasant will also seek to increase Jamaica's presence at global outsourcing and shared services forums to ensure the island is at the forefront of discussions for shared services and outsourcing investments. This move is in keeping with JAMPRO's objective to double jobs in the BPO industry by 2020. The industry currently stands at 22,000 full-time employees. The Accountant General's Department, AGD, is to be relocated to the Oceana Building in downtown Kingston by the end of April. Accountant General Carlene Murdoch says a unit of the AGD has already been relocated to a completed section at the Oceana Building while work continues to get the other areas ready. She adds that the full transition to the new building is highly anticipated as the existing location at Public Building West, downtown Kingston, is no longer suitable for the expanding role of the department.
Where we are now, we don't have the infrastructures that are necessary to move us to where we want to get to as a modernized department. The new location offers a better spatial environment, and so staff now is more motivated to execute their responsibilities and to make a difference to this country.
Ms. Murdoch was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. And locals and visitors to Jamaica are being provided with more opportunities to enjoy the island's gastronomic offerings with the opening of the Jamaica Blue Mountain Culinary Trail. The product, which primarily targets international tourists, is part of the government's efforts to meet its goal of attracting up to 5 million visitors to the island each year. Speaking at the soft launch recently, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett highlighted the importance of creating new and improved services for tourists to enjoy.
When the visitor arrives, the plane brings wealth. The ship comes, brings wealth. If we do not have the services and the experiences for them to buy, they go back with the wealth.
Minister Bartlett says a new tour, which covers up to 15 attractions, will run on both the eastern and western route of the Blue Mountains. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
C-Sex study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.